And then, Kathleen, we're going to count together to five in the same cadence so that that also syncs it up. Okay, ready? One, two, three.
Closing my eyes. One.
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 Two.
Two.
Three.
Three.
Four.
Five. Five.
No. Okay.
Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
This is an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Bethany, your hand washing, deep breathing. I've been practicing social distancing my whole life, friend.
And I'm Kathleen, your lentils eating, addicted to the news. My house is hella dusty, friend.
And every week, Kathleen and I meet up to discuss our lives and what's weird in the world, and we invite you to join us. This week, we're talking about...
This week, I'm talking about all the fun and silly ways you can entertain yourself when you're at home under quarantine.
Yeah, because we all sort of are sitting here in our respective homes and apartments, and, you know, a lot of people are working from home, but I feel like when you work from home, you probably work more efficiently and you have spare time, or you're procrastinating and you need things to procrastinate with.
So I've come up with some kind of ridiculous, also kind of important things that everyone should be doing when we're stuck indoors these days, because, you know. It's a thing happening around the country.
Yeah. You got to follow the rules, but you have to stay entertained. I like this. I'm excited about this.
How many quarantinis have you drank so far, Bethany?
None of your business.
It's a regular martini. You just make it for yourself and drink it alone.
I am talking about sky trumpets. Have you ever heard of sky trumpets?
Is this like how you call bats sky puppies? Is there an animal that you're calling a sky trumpet?
No, but I do call bats sky puppies. They're so cute and apparently very, very bad for you to come into contact with. No, yeah. So sky trumpets are this super creepy phenomenon of people hearing these metallic, long, echoey boom sounds coming from the sky.
What?
It is creepy. Some people think it's paranormal. Some people think it's natural. Some have been fake. Some are definitely real. So we're going to dig into those. I have a lot of audio to play for you. And we're going to talk about sky trumpets.
That's wild. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if maybe I've heard them before and I just didn't know what they were.
It's a thing. It's a whole thing. Kathleen... How are you doing? So as we record this, it is March 16th. It's a Monday. Yeah. So a lot of schools, this is their last day. A lot of people have started working from home this week because of novel coronavirus. How are you feeling, Kathleen?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. We should say we're recording this separately. I suppose we should have said at the beginning.
Yeah.
So Kathleen and I are recording this from our individual homes. So that's why it's going to sound differently.
I'm in Hoboken Studio NYC.
Yep. And I'm in Kitchen Studio NYC. Audio Boom Studio NYC is shut down for now. Yeah, we're just
and rightfully so. Yeah. You know, they're making the safe decision.
Yeah. So how are you doing, Kathleen? Like, what does life look like for you right now?
You know, I feel like I've been preparing for this stay inside your house adventure my whole life.
Yeah, you are a bit of a doomsday prepper.
As many introverts feel, like, it's not such a big, harrowing deal for me to stay inside. Yeah. But I really do feel for small business owners and people who work in the service industry and freelancers who have to go on location to make their money mm-hmm. because they're obviously not getting jobs right now.
I'm vacillating between feeling fine and optimistic and being really scared. Last night, I definitely cried in my shower. I haven't done that in a while. I'm really scared. I'm scared for Dennis because he makes his money by retainer clients. I just found out that a lot of his clients are going to keep going, which is good. But, you know, he really is at a point where he makes his money and so much of the money goes to rent. And so, like, even missing one client or losing one paycheck can really have a devastating effect. I'm also really upset because a lot of the small businesses in my neighborhood are Asian owned.
Yeah.
I went to one of them and I just asked how they were doing. And I could tell that they were putting on a brave face, but they are definitely being hit. So I'm just nervous and I'm scared. And
I know
we don't know what's going to happen.
I live with someone who's immune compromised. Yeah. I have an elderly mother. I've been trying to run errands for her on the occasion that she does need something and she doesn't have it at her house. And I feel a lot of anger towards people who are not taking this very seriously.
Yeah.
There was someone in my family I was texting earlier today, and that person was like, oh, this is just like the flu. This is like so not a big deal.
Yeah. I used to think that, and I don't anymore.
I know. You know, Bethany, in the beginning of this, when I started to tell you that I was like doing my big shops and I was buying extra Clorox wipes and stuff like that, you were kind of like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, definitely. Because, you know, I think a lot of us were like, we've seen this panic before, but this is very different. This feels very, very different.
Well, you know, in the city that I live in, Hoboken, New Jersey, they put a curfew on us starting tonight. Yeah. Nobody can be out after 10 o'clock, which is fine because I go to bed at 9 o'clock anyway.
Yeah.
But more so than that, they shut down all non-essential shops. And if you are an eatery, you're not allowed to have dine-in service anymore. You can only do takeout service. And I think starting in New York City on Tuesday, which is tomorrow, it's going to be the same thing.
Yeah.
Which is going to be devastating for so many businesses, but at the same time, are keeping these businesses open worth more than somebody's life?
Yeah, it's such a hard time. I was looking at Chelsea Peretti's Instagram and she was saying very similar things. Like, we really do need to shut everything down to get a handle on this and, you know, flatten out the curve, which is what you've been hearing all weekend. Someone commented below and just said, like, I own a small restaurant and this kind of message is exactly what's going to cause me to have to close.
Yeah.
And Chelsea commented back, like, this is a time of no easy decisions. There was nothing else that could be said.
Yeah.
This is going to devastate so many people for generations. What else are we supposed to do? And
I know.
I was looking for a quote from Lizzie Hale, but I don't think it's up anymore. The musician Lizzie Hale, she said that this is not a terrorist that you can say, hey, I'm going to keep living my life. I'm going to keep going out. I'm stronger than it. I'm not afraid of it. This is a virus that doesn't care if you're afraid of it or not. You have to do what is being asked of you to protect the people around you. And to not do that is profoundly selfish.
Yeah, and irresponsible. And there's this thing called the greater good. So if you can think of yourself for like one less second. Yeah. Yeah. And think of the greater good for one more second. If there's anything I've learned during this whole ordeal is that I fucking love touching my face. I love touching my face. Like, I must think that I'm the most beautiful person in the world because I can't stop touching my face.
It's so damn hard. Like, it's, you know, my lips are dry. I'm picking at them.
Yeah.
I'm wiping my nose. I'm like digging things out of my eyes and I'm better at not doing it. But absolutely, I touch my face all the time.
You know, I went into the supermarket this weekend to get a few things for myself and for my mom. And I wore like my raincoat, which comes down to my knees. And so it was like that waterproof, you know, material. Yeah. And then I wore latex gloves and then I wore a hat and then I wore a scarf that was wrapped around my face, like all the way up to the bottom of my eyes.
You're like
then
a longshoreman in a monsoon.
Exactly. And then I had my necklace. I made myself a necklace so I can wear my hand sanitizer around my neck. And then I found a neck wallet so I don't have to be digging in my pockets for credit cards and stuff. And then your credit cards are easier to wipe down after you use them. And I went into the supermarket and people were looking at me like I was freaking crazy. Do you know what? I'm going to take that one step further next time I have to go to the store. I have a hula hoop that I've now made shoulder straps for.
Okay.
So it's like my social distance hula hoop. And then when I got back to the car, I Lysoled myself down in every capacity before I got back into the car because I'm not taking any chances.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think that that's better. If you do have to go out, being as safe as you possibly can. I don't know. I'm really trying to be as cautiously optimistic as possible. I'm reading some of the news. I'm not reading some of the news because I'm trying to just like get the important updates and then not falling down the rabbit hole of we're all going to die because that's not going to serve anybody. And I haven't been scared like this in quite a long time. Like the one thing that I was thinking about going back to just like how we fit into our community, whether we want to or not. And I posted something sort of about this on Instagram, but I said, if I think about my grandparents, like my grandfather went to World War II, that was a time when people were sacrificing like across the country. You weren't using certain things, you know, you were donating things, you know, women were, was it World War I or World War II? Women were like donating their pantyhose, their nylons and like, you know.
Their nylon. Yep. I think it might have been World War I.
And drawing like, I think it was, and like drawing lines up the back of their legs so it looked like they were wearing pantyhose. That is a generation that just knew to sacrifice, or, you know, people who went through the Depression, they knew that just what you did, you had to cut back, you had to sacrifice. We've been so lucky that we've just been raised assuming that our lives are going to be awesome. And this is the first time that most of us have had to sacrifice.
Yeah.
And so I think a lot of people have been raised just with the assumption that it doesn't apply to them and they don't have to.
I know.
But it does. And we've been really lucky up to this point.
I agree with you in every single aspect of what you just said. But, you know, there are ways to make the best of this. Like, for instance, tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day, so I'm doing a virtual happy hour with my friends.
So you're like going to Skype all your friends?
Yeah, we're going to Skype. We're going to do like a group hangout and we're going to drink together for St. Patrick's Day.
I think that's great. And I think a lot of creative people are taking this time to create. And
yes,
that's fantastic. I mean, what else can you do?
Or you know it, you put a walkie-talkie in the bushes in front of your house. And when people are walking by, you just yell into the other end, wash your hands.
Hijinks. Now is the time for hijinks. And for nothing else.
Or or weird smoothie experiments.
What did you put in your smoothie this morning, Kathleen?
This morning I was telling Bethany that I'm sort of out of mixed berries. So I really dug to the depths, into the depths of my freezer. And I put cranberries left over from Thanksgiving.
Delicious.
Like whole cranberries. Yeah. Some tahini, some cauliflower, some spinach, a banana, some coconut milk, you know, some chia seeds, cacao powder.
How was the tahini?
Tahini just makes it richer. It doesn't really taste like anything. Tahini is ground up sesame paste.
Is that what it? Because so I love adds, it. I love tahini, but I can't imagine it in a smoothie.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay. Some cauliflower, right on. You know. For dinner tonight, I'm going to put in my my blender tuna fish, some pickles.
Some
canned tomatoes, olive oil. You know what? Smoothie creations.
Oh, God, that sounds horrible. That sounds profoundly terrible. That sounds
quarantini
so
smoothies.
Bad.
Well, also, it's an excellent time to catch up on your sleep.
It is. And they say, like, the best thing you can do to protect yourself is get enough sleep. So get that sleep.
I'm so good at sleeping, I can do it with my eyes closed. Bethany.
Yes.
Everyone's home, you know, hiding out from this coronavirus. And one of the most important things that you can do to keep yourself healthy during this pandemic is get enough sleep.
Yes. And that is why Kathleen and I both love Gravity Blanket. We both use Gravity Blanket to help us fall asleep.
Gravity Blanket is the top rated weighted blanket that helps you fall asleep faster. It's the only blanket proven to improve sleep quality. I couldn't live without my Gravity Blanket. Honest to goodness, swear up to God or whomever is in the sky looking over us. It is my favorite thing that I own.
So the one and only Gravity Blanket uses deep touch pressure simulation, and it gives you the sensation of being hugged. And it's not just blankets. Gravity has an impeccable lineup of sleep products. So they have weighted eye masks, travel blankets.
I love Gravity Blanket because it promotes a deeper, more restorative sleep, and it also decreases your body's production of stress hormones. It comes in a bunch of different weights, 15 pounds, 20 pounds, 25 pounds, and a variety of different sizes, king, queen size blankets. They are all now back in stock.
And now it has a lower price of $189, but because you listen to this podcast, you get an extra 20% off today. So learn more about Gravity Blankets at gravityblankets.com and use the promo code TASTE to get 20% off your purchase today.
That's gravityblankets.com and use the code TASTE, T-A-S-T-E, to get 20% off of the blanket that everyone is talking about.
Kathleen.
Yes.
You said when we first started, you had not heard of sky trumpets before.
No, okay. Definitely not.
So let's start with what they sound like.
Are you sure this isn't a ska band?
They were huge in the late 90s. So let's start off with just actually listening to what it sounds like. So here we go. This is a sky trumpet.
It's freaky.
It's horrifying, right?
Wow. What the holy hell?
Yeah. So sky trumpets or skyquakes, according to Wikipedia, are unexplained reports of a phenomenon that sounds like a cannon or a trumpet or a sonic boom that's coming from the sky. And they're not just heard in one location, which is what's crazy. They've been heard all the way around the world, in India, on the East Coast, the Finger Lakes of the U.S., Magic Valley in Idaho, areas of the North Sea in Japan, Australia, Italy, and beyond. So
wow.
For people who are trying to describe them, they're like distant but loud thunder, but there's no clouds in the sky. There's nothing large enough to generate that kind of sound that's nearby. And
yeah, and that video that you just played was kind of, it was like metallic yes. sounding, almost like a huge piece of machinery in the sky.
Yes, that's exactly what it sounds like. So this sound that we played happened back in 2013. So residents in Terrace, British Columbia reported hearing these whining, booming, metallic noises, and they live near hills. And so the noises were like echoing off the nearby hills. And the noises lasted for several minutes. People were really, really scared. And initially, some people thought that the sound was actually tectonic activity, but it wasn't. So
what? Can you imagine being in your bed and your eyes just pop open because this awful alien sounding noise is like booming through your house?
It sounds like a monster. Like it sounds like Cloverfield.
It sounds like how my dad used to blow his nose in the morning when
that's how you know he's
when
awake.
He first woke up.
Okay, so there's a bunch of different hypotheses about where these things come from. Some people believe that they are called coronal mass ejections, which are like solar winds equivalent of a sonic boom.
Okay.
They create the same kind of shockwaves that you do if you were to break the sound barrier. This kind of like boom, whoosh sound.
Whoosh.
They also think it might be meteors entering the atmosphere and causing sonic booms.
What? Are you kidding me?
They think it might be gas that is escaping from vents in the Earth's surface. they think like a giant Earth flatulence.
That's what I was going to say. Mother Earth ate a burrito the night before. And in the morning, she's like, brr,
brr, and people are just terrified and calling 911.
So people are like, there's aliens.
Yeah. Some people think it's military aircraft. Some people think that it's earthquake activity, underwater caves collapsing. Some people think it's volcanic eruptions. And of course, some people think that it is aliens.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, aliens for sure.
If I were to hear this, I would think it was the world ending. Because to me, I've only ever heard noises like that in movies like Cloverfield and Godzilla and, yeah. you know, just those terrifying metallic screaming dinosaur noises.
Would you rather get that crazy text message that went out to everybody in Hawaii saying that a nuclear bomb was coming or wake up to these noises?
I think I'd rather wake up to these noises.
Yeah, hell yeah, because there's a little bit less panic and a more like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, I feel like
then there is a nuclear bomb is coming in 15 minutes. Yeah. Everybody say your goodbyes.
Yeah. I feel like there's less panic and there's less for sure we're all gonna die. I think that, you know, maybe the monster's nice. I don't know. So if you're interested in this topic and a lot of these sort of what kind of thing is going on in the world topics, there's this amazing podcast and it has a website that goes with it called Skeptoid. And it's been around forever. The host, Brian Dunning, wrote an incredible, thorough investigation of this stuff on his website. So a lot of what I'm talking about today comes from that. So I'll link him in the show notes. But again, it's skeptoid.com. So here are some other examples of the sounds. It's awful, right?
I mean, it's just so acutely not human.
Yes. Yes. That's such a good way to put it.
It's freaking me out. It sounds like if a chorus of angels had a really sick sense of humor.
That's what some people say. There's a lot of YouTube videos online and a lot of people are commenting like, it's the angel Gabriel saying the world is ending. That's what it sounds like to a lot of people. Here's one from Indonesia.
That one from Indonesia almost sounded like a train, sort of the same sound that they say to look out for when a tornado is coming.
Yeah, yes.
But like probably about halfway through, there's a slightly different tone change, like key change, and it's beautiful for 1 second, and you get a little bit of emotional relief, and then it goes right back into that like really heavy machinery type sounding, and it's freaky.
It's like the eye in the middle of the storm.
Yes.
And then it all goes to hell again. So here's one from Saskatchewan. And this one's a little lighter. It's a little more faint.
You can hear birds and a dog barking, but this one is more in the distance. Yep. And this is like Mother Nature's soundtrack to a horror movie.
Yeah, because it sort of sounds like creepy chimes a little bit.
Yeah.
And then here's one more. Here's one from Oklahoma. A,
nope,
terrifying.
Don't like it. Nope. Don't like it.
B, this is where the plot thickens a little bit. So one thing that Brian points out in Skeptoid is that all of these recordings that we listened to were posted to the internet after 2011. Now, something else really interesting happened in 2011. A film came out called Red State. And Red State is a film in which, among other things, from what I hear, because I haven't watched it yet, teenagers convince people that the end of the world is coming because they play trumpet noises through a loudspeaker.
What?
So, Kathleen, this is the audio from the film Red State where they hear those trumpets. You see John Goodman, among other people, hearing these noises coming out of the sky. Everyone's kind of looking up. People are in bunkers. They're looking up. They're hearing these noises. They're freaking out.
Wow. So is there any evidence of sky trumpets before 2011?
Yes. So these noises have been reportedly heard since like the 1800s. People have reported hearing these noises. White settlers coming to America reported hearing these different noises. Like these things have been around. However, the influx of videos on YouTube started in 2011. And so there are some thoughts that people are doing hoaxes.
Yeah.
Now, there is a video called the Conklin video.
Okay.
And this is sound that people recorded in Conklin, Alberta. Pay attention to this sound. We see a bunch of like workers in hard hats and vests. They're looking up to the sky.
They're in the forest. They're in this snowy forest with a lot of pine trees surrounding them. And these absolutely not human, animalistic
screams,
screeches are coming from the sky. And it's all around them. It's all encompassing. Yep. There's no, you know, like when you're in the forest and you hear an animal, you hear it from a very specific direction and you can kind of turn your head and figure out where it's coming from. There's no way for these guys in this video to pinpoint that.
Now, that video is questionable as to whether or not it's real. However, a YouTube user in 2012 uploaded a video. Yeah. Her name is DangleSnipeSelly08. She uploaded a video that she came forward and said was a hoax.
Oh.
This is the audio from that video.
Yeah, so it's like somebody standing on their balcony in Canada, it's Alberta, and It seems 100% real. I wonder how they did this.
I'll tell you how they did it. She admitted that she took the video taken in Conklin, Alberta, the one with all of the workers looking through the trees. She pulled it up on her laptop, put the laptop behind her, and then filmed with her phone the view from her balcony. And she did it because these videos were getting a ton of attention among her friends on Facebook, and people were getting really, really scared. And she didn't want them to be that scared. So she said, I made the video in less than 5 minutes. I did it to show my friends and family how easy it was to make the video and upload it and to make something like that. She said, they shouldn't believe everything they see online, and they should especially not get fearful.
Yeah. This is like that girl, I think she was in England, who told her family, I can't see you for a whole year. I'm going to be traveling the world. And then just took other people's pictures and photoshopped herself into that.
I've not heard of it.
She was in her apartment the entire time, but just didn't see her family for a whole year.
Oh my God. I have not heard of that. When did that happen?
I read about it a long time ago. I think it was a few years ago. But she had a whole Instagram account about how she was traveling the world. And everyone was commenting on her like incredible travels. And it was all fake.
That's
all fake.
Amazing. Good for her.
Don't believe what you see on the internet.
Kathleen, do you remember that British Columbia story we talked about earlier where the woman was looking out over her neighborhood and the sounds were going through the hills?
Yes.
Do you remember how you said that was a specifically metallic sound?
Yes.
So it turns out that at least with this example of sky trumpets, the sound had a logical source. So a city spokesperson named Alyssa Thompson came forward and said the sound had been simply a city worker grinding down the blade on a grater at the City of Terrace Sportsplex Skate Park.
Wow.
Okay, so we're going to play that sound again. Now, imagine someone grinding down a giant metal blade while you're listening to this sound.
Okay. You know, now that I know what it is, it's actually quite beautiful.
Yeah. And you can totally picture, because that guy kind of goes like, eh, you can picture like the guy pushing the blade into the grinder and like pulling back.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Listen to this sound.
Okay. So tell me what is that, the same piece of sound, but just somebody from a different location?
Nope. If you heard that, you would be terrified until you realized that it is a train moving along with wheels that are stuck. So it is solid metal that isn't rolling and is grinding. It's metal on metal on a giant train. And it's echoing around the entire city.
Oh, it gives me the creeps. I can feel it like each spine lumbar is like, ew, get this away from me.
There's one more thing I want to play for you because I think this is really interesting.
Okay.
There is a YouTube user named ArtFX, and he is a sound designer. And he was going through and watching these videos as well. And he thought that the sounds were really familiar. And then he realized this is a kind of sound that the film industry has been making for years.
Huh.
It happens when you put a piece of dry ice against a piece of much, much hotter metal.
Oh.
So that's what this sounds like. They're showing a piece of curved metal, like a curved metal rod on a big chunk of dry ice.
It's the same mm-hmm. type of noise. It's insane that people with just these two items can make such an eerie sound.
It's horrifying sounding.
Wow. That's, you know what? That's a very interesting industry that in another life I would love to work
totally. Being like a Foley artist.
Yes.
I think it's fascinating.
Like, I love when they do behind the scenes for movies and they show people like crunching on Cheerios to make it sound like someone's crunching through the desert,
like,
or something.
Breaking celery for the sound of broken bones.
Yes, yes.
And then he goes and he takes some of those noises and he puts them into his audio software and he starts stretching them and playing with them. And this is what he creates.
Thank you. interesting sound.
What a powerful piece of sound.
Yes, yes. That's a really good way to put it.
What you just played right there is taking my breath away.
So what he is saying is that it's not that difficult to take a metallic noise, stretch it out in a program like GarageBand or, you know, Audition or whatever, Pro Tools, and then lay it behind a video you took of your friends looking up at the sky.
Yeah.
I will leave you with what I think is really lovely. And this is going back to Brian Dunning and Skeptoid. And he says this. He said, as nearly everyone carries a digital audio recorder these days, we might expect these UFOs of the audio world to be on the rise. But so far, this hasn't happened. The reason might be that the very same interconnectedness has made strange sounds easier to identify. So before you retweet that YouTube video of a sky trumpet, first toss it out to a community like science bloggers. There's a chance that it might be something new to everyone, but a better chance that you'll learn something new to you.
I love that.
Isn't that awesome?
AKA most of this shit's fake.
Yep, or natural. But you know what? I still really just wanted to believe that it's a monster coming over the horizon to kill us all.
Watch your kids, watch your wife.
Kathleen, we are heading into prime Rothy's season. Do you know why?
Because spring is coming.
Which means people are going to be walking around more, which means that your feet are going to get kind of sweaty, which means you're going to want a shoe that you can take off and throw into the washing machine. And that shoe is Rothy's.
I can't recommend Rothy's enough. I've purchased them for myself multiple times. I've purchased them for my friends.
You've heard us talk about Rothy's a million times. These are the shoes that are super comfortable because they're made from recycled water bottles. And because there's no hard seams, you don't have any breakage. Period. You can just put them on and go.
Rothy's comes in so many different styles and colors. You're going to find something that you love, and they're coming out with new designs all the time. So they have like the Chelsea boot and the flat and the loafer and the Mary Jane and the point and the sneaker. I have two pairs of the Rothy's sneakers.
And I have the loafer, and I think the color is called Mocha. It goes with everything. It's really chic. Their best-selling shoe is the black point flat.
I've seen humans all over New York City wearing the point flat with tights, with jeans.
And they're not just adorable. Rothy's has kept 50 million single-use plastic bottles out of landfills, and they've transformed them into their signature thread.
Check out all of the amazing shoes and now bags that Rothy's has to offer at rothys.com/taste.
That's Rothy's. Rothys.com/taste.
Comfort, style, sustainability, meet to create your new favorite shoes. Head to rothys.com/taste today.
If spending nonstop time in your home has made you figure out one thing, it might be that you don't love your furniture.
Yeah, maybe it's time for something new.
With Joybird, your personal one-of-a-kind style should match your furniture. It should suit your needs, but it should also feel really unique to you. And that is where Joybird comes in. Joybird has hundreds of customizable pieces to bring that to life. They have over 50 fabric and leather options, 3 shades of wood. They also have fabric for kids and pets, if you have little rascals running around your house.
I'm so obsessed with this sideboard on joybird.com. I wake up every day, I pour myself a cup of coffee, and then I go to look at this sideboard and just dream of where I would put it in my apartment.
Their furniture is handcrafted. Each piece is produced with the ultimate care and precision. They use real wood without those harmful chemicals, and their materials are responsibly sourced.
And you can relax now and pay later. They've got financing options, and rates could be as low as 0 APR for 18 months.
So create furniture that matches your own fearless style at joybird.com/taste.
See how Joybird can help make your dream space a reality today at joybird.com/taste.
And receive an exclusive offer for 25% off of your first order by using the code TASTE. Joybird.com/taste and use the code TASTE.
In all disclosure, this section is being recorded on St. Patrick's Day.
Yes. Oh, what fun we had yesterday recording.
I had a panic attack in the middle of us recording our podcast. And I said, Bethany, please, can we finish this tomorrow?
And I said, absolutely. And then I ordered $75 worth of Chinese food to support my local restaurants. And it was delicious.
Oh, I'm so glad. What did you order? What was on the menu?
It was a vegetarian Chinese restaurant. So I ordered a veggie chicken lo mein and then a veggie fried rice.
Yes.
And then, because this was also like kind of grocery shopping. And so I also ordered General Tso's fake chicken.
Yes.
And then I did some type of delicious coconut fried something or other, which was awesome. So I have a bunch of it still in my fridge. And
so you've got food basically for the next week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
It was great.
So what I'm going to be talking about today is all of the fun things that you can do at home when you're stuck in quarantine.
Yeah.
Bethany and I weren't sure if we wanted to talk even more about quarantine, but really, I think it's what everyone is talking about right now. And if we can put a fun spin on it instead of like the doomsday spin that the media has been typically putting on it, let's have a fun afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, people have suddenly, they have new time. I think this is good to help people fill it and be a distraction while also reminding you, this is where we are, but we can be okay.
Number one on my list. Tonight, I'm doing this with my girlfriends. Virtual happy hour.
So you guys are all going to what? Like pull up your laptops and your beverages?
Yes, and our beverages and our Skype. And after all the kids have gone to bed about 8 o'clock, we're going to have like a group hangout on Skype or Zoom or whatever we figure out at the last second. And we're just going to drink our wine or our tea or whatever. We're all going to wear green for St. Patrick's Day and we're just going to hang out. Virtual
hangout. I
think
that's a great idea. I really like that people are being forced to figure out new ways and to be creative.
Hell yeah.
You can be creative about this, and it's fun to see that.
You could call up your best friend on FaceTime and cook dinner together while you're both drinking wine. Just chat about your days at home, your exciting days at home.
Totally. And there are people who, you know, are like having to teach their children from home and to figure out what that looks like for you. I think it's an opportunity to really figure out new stuff about yourself.
Number two, quarantine is an excellent time to clean and polish your belly button.
Okay.
Now,
yes.
I, for one, I hate belly buttons, but they do need to be cleaned. Like, when was the last time you looked inside your belly button?
Well, as a former navel ring haver, I still have to clean it because even though the ring is out, the kind of the hole remains. So I actually look at it quite a bit to clean that hole out. But
I didn't know that about you. You had a belly button ring?
Yeah. It never saw the light of day because I don't show my stomach.
You
don't know why
so
I thought that was a good idea.
You are scandal. You're saucy, girl.
So many secrets. How does one polish their navel?
With a, like, a little Q-tip. Just a little boop, 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 boop.
Soap and water? Do you use alcohol? What do you use?
Yeah, I don't know. Nail polish remover?
Nope.
Sometimes the crud in there is really a little mineral oil.
Pure acetone.
Number three, I think quarantine would be an excellent time to write a dramatic one-page autobiography about your pet.
Yes, I like that idea. You wrote a song too, didn't you, yesterday?
Oh, that is on my list, and I'm going to sing you my song. Just for instance, what would maybe Loki's like quick autobiography, you know, be about?
Do you want it in his voice or not?
Yeah, let's do it in his voice.
Well, actually, I can do you one better.
Okay.
Because we're recording this from home. I have it on me. Please hold a second. I have a summons that Loki, quote unquote, wrote because a couple weekends ago we had to drug Loki so that we could groom him.
Oh, poor baby.
And Dennis and I believe that Loki is trying to sue us now for wrongful drugging.
You and Dennis have so much fun together.
Yeah, we really do. So Dennis handed me this envelope from Loki. You can see on the front, it says official subpoena.
That is definitely not how you spell subpoena.
No, and this is the note, and it says, you has been served. Disofficial subpoenas to tall moms and darndest crablo for unlawfuls druggins and bathins of Loki cat. Nerva not so much, but Loki a lot. Please report to courthouse 9 a.m.'s Saturday mornings after Loki eat breakfast. Sensorably, Perry Masons.
So Perry.
So that is the summon from Loki.
I love that. I think Juno's autobiography would be like, Mom came to get me on Staten Island at PetSmart, and then I shit all over my cage. It was a beautiful day outside, but the shit really set the tone for the rest of my life at home in Hoboken, New Jersey.
Aw, baby.
Number four, sing your favorite rap song in opera style.
That'll do it.
My favorite rap song might be Lose Yourself by Eminem.
That's a good one.
Yo, his palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already, mom's spaghetti. He's nervous, but on the surface, he looks calm and ready.
That That's really good.
What he wrote down, the whole crowd goes aloud. He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking now. Everybody's choking now. Clocks run out. Time's up. Over blow.
I could do this all afternoon, really, honest to goodness.
That's quite good. I'm very impressed.
Bethany, you give it a try. What's your favorite rap song?
Give me a second.
You know, Nicki Minaj's Starships really lends itself to opera already.
Oh, yeah.
Starships, they're meant to fly.
Okay, how's this?
Look for me, young B, cruising down the West Side Highway, doing what we like to do our way. Eyes behind shades, this necklace is all the reason my date's been blind dates. What's it gay? I got my thoroughest girl with me. I'm mashing the gas, she grabbing the wheel. It's trippy.
How's that?
See, this is endless entertainment. I'm telling you, I was practicing before, and from the other side of the apartment, which is not that big, it's like 5 feet from where I am, Neil was like, what the hell are you doing? I think you can make full performances out of this.
I think that's so good.
Number five, talk to your imaginary friends.
Yes. Do you still have imaginary friends?
I don't, but I created an imaginary coworker. And I saw this online. I saw somebody like write this on Twitter. If you and your significant other are really getting sick of each other, create an imaginary coworker and blame all of the annoying things that your significant other is doing on that coworker.
That is such a good idea.
Susan keeps leaving dirty dishes in the sink.
Yeah. Susan's a real bitch.
Like, Susan's being really loud when she's on her video calls, and it's just annoying me.
I work with a guy named Derek. And Derek leaves crumbs all over the floor.
Yeah.
And he hasn't cleaned the bathroom yet. And he certainly hasn't picked up any of the supplies we need. And also, he makes weird noises that I'm sure don't come from years of me living alone, but definitely come from him. For sure.
Yes. Blame everything that's wrong in your apartment on your imaginary friend.
I think that's great.
Sometimes it's fun to just try new accents with your imaginary friend. Like, oh, Susan, what are you doing?
My other coworker, Harry, doesn't realize he's a wizard yet. And I keep saying, you're a wizard, Harry. And he goes, oh, I'm a what? And then I go, you're a wizard, Harry. And he's Harry? Like, oh, what? And I'm like, a wizard. And he's like, oh, what? That's our lunch break conversation.
Number six. Formulate a skincare routine and stick to it. I wrote down a skincare routine on an index card and I pasted it in my bathroom next to my mirror because, God damn it, I'm coming out of quarantine with the best mother effing skin you've ever seen in your whole life.
Good point. We shall be having glow ups.
Hell yeah.
I was talking to my friend Kristen and she was saying how it's so much easier for her to do her hair and makeup when she's like working at home versus when she was going into work. And we think it's because you're motivated because you're doing it for you, not for like that boss that you hate.
You know what? So right. Have you been putting on hair and makeup every day?
Full face.
Full face. Yeah, me
Full
too.
Face.
It makes me feel better to just like get up and put on my Canadian tuxedo and then like brush my hair, put in some dry shampoo and put a face on.
Yeah, I really do think that you work better when you feel put together.
Speaking of skincare, have you heard of this thing? My dermatologist just put me on it. It's called Tretinoin.
Yeah.
Tretinoin. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm doing this thing and I'm kind of excited to share my experience. So it's a retinoid and you start off slow. Like you just need a little pea size for your whole face. And it's a cream that stimulates the cells to regenerate more often. And it helps with acne. It helps with anti-aging. But there's this period when you first start using the product. They call it the purge. And it gets all of the like pimples underneath that haven't formed yet, purges them out. So your skin breaks out and then your skin peels. But then after this process, which can last a couple of weeks, you have the most glowing, beautiful skin ever.
So now is the time.
Now is the time. So I've been doing like my how do you say that again?
I think it's tretinoin.
Tretinoin. There you go. That makes sense. I'm looking at the word right now, but I haven't practiced it. I'm loving going to bed every night knowing that I've done my full skincare routine.
It feels really good. And like, I don't know about you, but yesterday my skin was so dry. And I think that because I'm not moving around as much, I'm not drinking as much water. So I'm really yes. trying to like guzzle it. The esthetician I go to works at like a Korean beauty spa. So they're definitely into the double cleansing at night, especially.
Yeah.
So like I do an oil first and then I use my face wash, and that helps so much with moisture because you're really taking off all your makeup with oil.
The oil. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love it so much.
You were telling me about this the other day and I started doing that too, and it's been helping because my skin, it has been peeling. I've been mixing Aquaphor with my foundation during the day to help with some of this peeling from this retinoid that I'm taking. But number 7. This is one of my favorite things to do, Bethany. I hope you embrace it like I do. Turn down the volume on your TV and make up fake dialogue.
Yes!
I've been making all of the characters from Law & Order SVU talk like teenagers. Like, oh my God, are we going to go get that criminal?
It also works if you are sitting in your window watching people outside.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Some guy like walking by with his big bulldog, and in the voice of the bulldog, can we turn the corner here? I want to visit the park.
So I don't remember who I was with, but it was a bunch of people in a car. So I don't know why I was with people. We had to stop somewhere, and next to us, the car, it was 3 dudes, and they were all looking under the hood of the car. And I was having so much fun. It was like one dude who knew everything and the 2 dudes who were like, you know, I think we have to take out this wire. I think, yeah, we're going to take out this wire. And the other dude's like, I hate you all. You're all wrong.
What's this little knob here? It's kind of oily. What's this oil on it?
Car explodes.
Especially the Law and Order when someone's about to be arrested. I'm going to like read you your rights now, but you're going away for a long time.
Like, my friend Miranda came up with these rights, and here they are. You have the right to not be a bitch. You have the right to like stay healthy, but also you're going to have to go to jail. So good luck with that.
And let me tell you, there's no moisturizer at Rikers.
You do, however, have the right to make an eye mask using a maxi pad and a thong, and you put it around your head, and then it'll block out the light. That's just a pro tip.
They're saying that face masks, if you're healthy during this coronavirus crisis, you don't really need a face mask. I've been seeing people like fasten their bras to their face. Have you seen people do that online?
No. Well,
if you fold the cups over and then you shorten the straps, you can hook them behind your ears, and you kind of have like a DIY face mask.
People are so bored.
I think it's genius. Though I will say this, I know we're not supposed to be using like the medical grade face masks,
right?
Because people who actually work in the health industry need them. But what's the harm if we DIY our own face mask if we have to go to the grocery store or something?
So there's 2 different kinds of face masks. There are like the surgical mask, which is what you usually see people wearing. And those are literally what surgeons wear as they're doing surgery to just keep the surgeon from accidentally like spitting or sneezing or whatever into the open cavity of the person they're working on. So it's a little bit like a sneeze guard at a buffet. So they have openings on the side. It's not to like keep germs out. It's just to keep you from sneezing on your patient. So those are the kind of masks a lot of times you see people wearing. They're, from what I have heard, more helpful if you are sick and you're trying to keep your germs from hitting others. Mm. But if you are healthy, it's not going to do anything to keep you from getting sick.
Really? It's not going to, like, you won't inhale someone else's droplets that they've coughed into the air or something?
I mean, because it still has those vents on the side of it. It's not sealed. There's other masks that are sealed, but those are the ones that, again, like, medical professionals really need those.
They need, yeah.
They don't do enough for the average person to justify the medical industry not having enough of them for us to use. Does that make sense?
I'm going to just tie a scarf around my face every time I leave the house and pray.
I really think that's probably just as effective as anything else.
There you go.
If it makes you feel better, yeah. Or, you know, or a bra.
Number 8, have a heart-to-heart with your car, right?
Oh, yeah.
Get in your car and just be like, hello, transportation. We've been through so much. Also, sometimes it's fun to just sit in your car and turn on a podcast.
Yeah. And you can drive around and still be in the safety of your own vehicle. I'm missing my car right now, not having a car during this time because, my goodness, you can still be in quarantine.
Have you been going out for walks in your neighborhood?
I haven't yet. So I've been in my house now for 48 hours straight. I will probably leave today because I need the people who run the laundry, where I bring my laundry. They're definitely a very small business. And so I want to bring some more laundry to them so that they like have at least a little money coming in.
Yeah.
I also need to get, I'm out of floss and I don't want my dental hygiene to go the way of the dinosaur. So
yeah,
I'm going to leave today, but I'm definitely going to like keep 6 feet around and, you know, try not to lick anyone.
Yeah.
Try to keep people from licking me.
I took a walk last night and it was kind of eerie. You know, when you're a character in a video game and you're running through a dark city and there's not that many people around. That's what it felt like for me to take a walk last night. Anytime I saw someone, everyone was really careful to avoid one another, to stop walking, to let the other one pass, to keep 6 feet. Sometimes I would just walk in the middle of the street to let someone with a dog have the sidewalk.
That's really nice.
It felt good to get out and, you know, get some steps in. I was really feeling sort of depressed, you know, not like moving my body and stuff.
Yeah, it's really hard. And that is such a huge thing. One of the best things I ever learned from my first radio job was the host, Dave Ryan, always says motion equals emotion.
Yes.
So if you're feeling really down, move your body. If you're having a hard time coming up with ideas, move your body.
Yeah.
And it's tough, especially if you live in a small apartment.
I downloaded a couple of workout apps last night that you could do at home.
And that's great.
I did like a booty and abs workout. Like I'm like, you know, that just a bite of delicious amount of sore.
Yes, it's the best.
It feels so good. And so I did like rolled out my yoga mat and did a booty workout in my living room. And it just felt really good. And I think I have to do that every single day to keep my spirits up.
Yeah, it's really helpful. It's kind of a shame that the film and television industry isn't working right now because they could be shooting so many zombie shots, like so many establishing shots of just like zombies, empty streets.
Number nine, take an online class.
Oh, yeah. We work with Skillshare.
Yes. And our Skillshare, if you want our code, is skillshare.com/taste. And that'll get you 2 free months of the premium membership. Take an online class, like instead of binging TV, which doesn't always make me feel good. Sometimes it makes me feel like a lazy sloth. And you know what? Freecodecamp.org is another great link that offers classes that they've taught in previous years at Ivy League schools like Harvard and Yale.
Wow.
You could take like an art history class or a coding class or, you know, something like that. That's freecodecamp.org. But Skillshare, I was on the website yesterday checking off all of the classes that I want to take.
They have one that I have pulled up, actually. I've had it pulled up for the last couple of days because I want to do it. It's called Character Illustration, Drawing Faces, Figures, and Clothing.
Amazing.
It's like just how to draw. And this isn't like, we are a partner, but they didn't pay for this.
No.
This conversation at all.
No, they didn't. I genuinely love Skillshare. Number 10, honest to goodness, we all have a story inside of us. Write a book.
Yes. Write a book. Get started.
Or call up your friends and write one together. You know, the story game. So, Bethany, I'll say a sentence and then you say a sentence.
Okay.
The owl was perched in the perfectly shaped pine tree overlooking the gardens of Mr. Scissors.
Mr. Scissors was tired of seeing the old owl, but the two had agreed, we will have this staring contest every night until one of us cries uncle.
It was only minutes before the moon was going to circle around and arrive to its final resting place in the sky for the night. The bugs were buzzing around in the ground. Oh my God. Okay. So
you got this. Nope. Don't draw yourself. You got this.
Okay. The nighttime worms were just emerging from the soil. Little did the owl and Mr. Scissors know that a body would also be, that a body would also crawl its way up from the depths of the garden.
Then suddenly, crows flew and erupted out of the trees with a frightening caw, and 5 fingers thrust their way through the grounds, clawing for breath. Mr. Owl and Mr. Scissors dropped their steely locked gaze and looked down to see your Aunt Sharon crawling from the ground.
You are so much better at this than I am, but this is actually really fun. You could do this with your friends over FaceTime.
This is a good time. And you doubt yourself too much, Kathleen. You were a great writer.
Oh, thank you. We already did this, but number 11, download a home workout app.
Fully.
Yeah.
Totally.
You know what I think I'm going to do? I'm going to try and go for a run later and see if I can keep my distance from people, but I'm finally going to give zombies run a try.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Trice, this is the perfect time to do it because it definitely feels like it is an apocalyptic event.
Number 12, say yes to every question for the entire day. Drive people crazy.
Can I borrow $500?
Yes.
Aw, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, didn't backfire the way I anticipated it would.
Number 13, get your bell chicka wow wow on.
Sex with your partner, sex with yourself.
Number 14, drink more water. So I know, Bethany, you just said a few minutes ago that you've been doing this. Every time I get antsy when I get up to like use the bathroom or make a pit stop for a snack in the kitchen, I've been forcing myself to drink a full 8 ounces of water.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Just have the glass sitting there.
Hell yeah. Waiting. Hell yeah.
That's such a good idea.
Number 15, vacuum one room a day.
Yes. You my feel house, so much better, don't you?
My house is so dusty. Like, I spending so much time here, I never realized how damn dusty this place is.
I think we're all going to be emerging from quarantine, blinking, stepping into the sun with very clean, clean, clean homes.
Clean homes and fabulous glowing skin.
My vacuum cleaner officially gave up over the weekend.
Oh, no.
So I need to find a new one. I need to like go just on Wirecutter and see what the best vacuum cleaner for pet owners is because we shaved Loki and the vacuum cleaner was like, nah, I'm good.
I think I saw that it was either on your Insta story or your boyfriend's Insta story where there was just like little tufts of black hair everywhere.
By the time we were done, because he really just was covered in knots, and we've ultimately, thanks to Dr. Lisa, Dr. Lisa Littman, she helped me figure out how much to dose him with his sedative. She really came in a clutch. Like, she was so wonderful. We were able to sedate him to the right amount where we could really go through and like shave all of the knots off of him and start him fresh. Kathleen, when I tell you, there was fully knotted hair the size of a, like, if you put it all together, it made the size of a basketball.
God.
He has so much hair under him. Like, his undercoat is an entirely other animal.
Oh, so, poor cat.
Yeah, so he's feeling much better now. But the vacuum cleaner just saw it and noped right out.
You know what? You know what kind of vacuum cleaner I use? The shop vac, the kind that they keep in wood shops. First of all, mama don't got no money for no $500 Dyson. Like, I'm not a millionaire.
No, I know. And I don't care if it has a ball on it that it rolls around. There's no one has that.
A shop vac costs like $40 to $60 for a small one. The suction is unreal. Your house will be sparkling. They sell them at like Home Depot.
Really? Okay, I'm just going to get a shop vac. I also have like, what's it when you, sawdust.
Yes. Sawdust. Sawdust. Yeah, because I'm always doing DIY improvement projects in my
house. Yeah, totally.
All right, Bethany, shake it out. Shake it out. It's the quarantine shake.
Ooh, stretching, shaking.
Quarantine dance party.
We're all good.
We're going to make it. Just keep your chins up, friends.
All of them.
And if anyone has anything to add to my list, the funny things that you're doing to keep yourself entertained when you're at home during quarantine season. I forgot my favorite one, the Monterey Bay Aquarium, which is like probably the best aquarium in the whole country. It's in California. Yeah. They are streaming live cams of all of their exhibits.
Really?
Starting every day at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And today I will be watching the jelly cam, which is all of this, the jellyfish.
What the hell? Oh my gosh. I'm so 10 a.m. their time. So that's like what, 1 a.m. or 1 p.m. our time?
Exactly. Yep.
Oh, I'm so excited. Thank you for telling us that.
Oh, you're welcome. Be free, friends. Be free in your homes. Hey, Bethany.
Yes, Kathleen.
We've been talking about being quarantined, but still getting dressed and putting on makeup. And one of the things that's part of my routine every morning is putting on my third love bra.
Yes.
I know so many friends who have like their sports bras that they wear at home when they want to be comfortable. But for me, my third love bra is my comfortable bra that I wear when I'm hanging out at home.
It's true. You really don't have to sacrifice comfort. Third Love does bras differently. They believe that every woman deserves to feel comfortable and confident every single day. And so they have the right kind of support to do this. They have the Fit Finder quiz. They will help you find your perfect fit. And over 15 million women have taken this quiz. And so every time someone else takes it, it adds to the data that helps you find the perfect bra.
I was super skeptical when I took this quiz. It delivered me the most amazing bra. And Bethany, they have over 80 different bra sizes and half sizes. Turns out I was a half size and it's a game changer for me.
And they have straps that won't slip, tagless labels, no itching. They're lightweight. The cups have super thin memory foam. They mold to your shape. It really is like wearing a sports bra, except it also kind of shapes you up and makes you feel good.
So Third Love knows that there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they are offering our Acquired Taste listeners 15% off of their first order.
Go to thirdlove.com/taste right now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase.
That's thirdlove.com/taste for 15% off today.
Okay, Kathleen.
Yeah.
We got a handwritten sentiment from a taste bud.
Jessica. I think it's okay to share her name because this letter was so powerful that we just have to read it.
Okay. So I have not pre-read this. So here we go. Dear Bethany and Kathleen, I'm a huge fan and I've been listening since your first episode. Your quirkiness and ability to be so real is unique and I love it. So let's get to why I decided to write versus text or voicemail. And by the way, she leaves these lovely little notes on the side of the margins. she says, Dear Bethany, lots of this is thanks to you. And then Dear Kathleen, she wrote, but also to you for sharing all of your similar experiences. Okay, so Jessica says, months ago, I commented on Minerva's Instagram about my struggle with depression. I was completely blown away that you, Bethany, took the time to return and comment. I felt seen. A few days later, I decided that I needed to do the same and start to see myself. For over a decade, I've struggled with deep, dark depression. I'm married to a wonderful man for 14 years who's always been very patient and understanding. But as a young mother to three boys, life had to go on. She says her children are 21, 13, and 10.
Wow.
I struggled in so many ways to cope and often would think about just ending it all. But I knew the pain that that would cause. I also knew that I didn't want to die. I wanted to live, not just like this. Just functioning was an extreme struggle. That's when I began to listen to Acquired Taste, and slowly it began a thought change in my mind. A very slow, two steps forward, three steps back type of change. Years of listening to you both normalize the struggle of depression and anxiety began to resonate with me. Slowly, I began to think it wasn't me, and maybe I didn't have to live this way. Then that dark day came when Bethany saw me and responded. That was my aha moment. Love, Oprah, she says. I decided that night I needed to make an active change for my marriage, for my kids, my job, for me. Within 3 days of your response to me, I had scheduled my first appointment with a psychologist. I was quickly clinically diagnosed and started on a regimen of Lexapro and Wellbutrin. Shout out to Lexapro and our Lexapro posse.
Yeah.
I think most people in my lives, no lie, are on Lexapro.
I am.
I think we really do need jackets.
Yeah.
She goes on to say, I was set up with a therapist and told to also make an appointment with a doctor, which I didn't have because I always put myself last for a full physical and blood workup. Once the physical and such was done, I found out I had an autoimmune disease called Hashimoto's. Two of the main symptoms are depression and debilitating fatigue. Yep. That explained so much, especially falling asleep all of the time and never feeling like I could get enough Z's. I was even spending weekends sleeping 18-hour periods. That can cause depression, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, my gosh. So I began medications for Hashi's and slowly my health began to improve. Next on the list was therapy. The first person I saw and I didn't jive, so I asked to see someone new. That was a move in the past that would have been the end of therapy. However, I was on a mission to see myself. So off to a new woman I went. Her name is Pat and she's great. I started seeing her weekly. She had me start vitamin D, yes, girl, using a sun lamp at work and finding a form of exercise I would actually do. Vitamin D also so important because most of us have low levels of vitamin D because we don't get enough sunlight. And
We don't get that D.
And if you're like me and you sleep in a coffin, you don't get sunlight at all. So vitamin D supplements, very important. They help raise your mood. She says, I started hot yoga 3 times a week before work at 5:30 a.m.
Damn, girl, get it.
Yeah. I continued all of my meds as prescribed, no more wine Monday through Thursday, and no longer did I drink the whole bottle alone. Lol.
Yeah.
I began to meditate and learn how to appreciate and love my body. Thanks, yoga. You're amazing, she says. I started having my lunch outside or in my car to see the light of the day. Pat suggested a journal. I wasn't into the Dear Diary thing. So I started bullet journaling. So many colors. Kathleen, you should try bullet journaling too. Do you bullet journal, Kathleen?
I sometimes do, but not in the way that really talented bullet journal people like put their work out on Instagram and on YouTube.
It's a whole thing. I'm very impressed by it.
Yeah.
She says, slowly after months of making myself a priority, it began to pay off. Fast forward to today when I decided I had to share with you. I'm happy. Oh my God.
Yeah. I know.
Oof. Anyone who has ever struggled with depression or something like that knows that that is a hard sentence to say when you think you will never feel that again.
Yeah.
Oof. Okay. Purely happy.
Oh, I didn't Bethany, have, you're crying.
No, you're crying. Shut up.
No, you're crying. I mean, it's that I know that this letter is a little bit long, but she took the time to handwrite it to us.
It's worth it.
When I read it, it was like I was sucked into a novel that I couldn't put down. And the end of this is so beautiful.
Okay. She says, fast forward to today when I decided I had to share with you, I am happy, purely happy. I didn't have any idea life was meant to be this good. I started wearing makeup and putting effort into my appearance. I'm 110% an entirely new woman. My marriage is thriving. The sex is amazing. Amazing what self-love does for the bedroom. And get this. Yesterday, while driving home from basketball practice with my 13-year-old son, Max, he said to me, Mom, you're the happiest person I know. I just got chills. I don't have the words to explain what those words meant to me. 1 year ago, I was just trying to get through life, and now I'm living it. And my children are taking note. It's contagious. It's amazing. I've got a whole new outlook on life. Everyone around me is filled with joy that the person they love now loves herself and life. And remember how this began. Years of you both conditioning me to feel normal and important. And Bethany, that one response to me when I was at my lowest, thank you from the bottom of my now happy heart.
I know.
She says, keep being amazing and real. You never know whose life is changing because of it.
Yeah.
Your friend, Jessica.
That's pretty amazing.
That is 110% because of Jessica. I'm sobbing.
I know. And I have it all on camera. I'm taping you right now. I'm taping our Skype session.
I think it's so amazing that not only, Jessica, did you decide that you were worth it, but you also let people help you. And I think that that can often be the hardest, especially for people who know that they can do it all, because you've proven to yourself over and over that you can, you know, be a mother and a wife and have a job and keep the house together and keep your life together. And so why would you need to ask for help? You haven't had to so far. But Jessica sought it out. She stayed on all the medication that was prescribed to her. They discovered all of these other reasons why she was feeling the way she was. If you are feeling down, it's not your fault.
Yeah.
And
there is happiness on the other side of the bridge. You just, if sometimes it feels too insurmountable to put the work in to even find maybe where that bridge begins.
Yeah.
But there is happiness. And I think the most powerful part of that email for me was, my children are noticing that I'm happy.
Yes, you're teaching them that their life is worth living and striving to be happy and live the life that you're supposed to have. We're not all going to be happy all the time, but you deserve to be happy sometimes and to live a life that you're excited about.
That's a powerful story.
That's amazing. And I'm so, so happy that she wrote it. And Kathleen, thank you for reading it and passing it on.
You were quite welcome. Let's take a sillier turn here around the corner.
Yes.
I have some Corona jokes for you. And
okay,
also
so thanks a so much song for listening. I wrote. Appreciate you all tuning in.
I know a great joke about the coronavirus. You probably won't get it, though.
Uh-huh.
A man walks into a bar. He goes up to the bartender and he says, I'll have a corona. Hold the virus. I sneezed in the bank today. It was the most attention I've received from the staff in 10 years.
Did you Google this or where these come from, your cat calendar?
With all of this talk about coronavirus, the people who make sanitizing gel are really rubbing their hands together.
That one doesn't even
make sense. Day 3 without sports. Found a lady sitting on my couch yesterday. Apparently she's my wife. She seems nice.
Okay, I actually like that one.
Since everybody started washing their hands, the peanuts at the bar seem to have lost their taste. Before coronavirus, I used to cough to cover a fart. Now I fart to cover a cough. You get it, Bethany?
I'm so uncomfortable.
I could go on and on forever. These are from keeplaughingforever.com. I'll put it in our show notes. Try them on your friends.
You don't have to put it in
I will.
The show notes.
I will.
That's okay.
I will.
No, you don't have to. It's fine. Don't put yourself out. It's cool.
I hate you.
Do you have more?
I have more, Bethany, but you don't appreciate my jokes. So we're moving on. We're moving on.
Do one more.
No, I'm going to share my song that I wrote about Corona.
Okay, that's great. Let's do
that. It's an excellent time to write a song. You know, just like sit down, put your thoughts to paper, right?
Yeah, of course.
So I wrote this song about the coronavirus. I've been sharing it with all my friends. I think it's going to be a big, it's going to be a big hit. You ready?
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready.
A really great beer, but the virus brings no cheer. Corona, Corona. I'll take mine with a lime, working home from passing time. Corona, Corona. Someone ate a bat, then the sickness came, and that's Corona, Corona. There's a chance I'll kill my husband because he's sucking at my broadband. Corona, Corona. Here's the finale. Toilet paper's gone, but at least I wrote this song. Corona. Corona. Woo! Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
What you didn't see at home is the sparkle fingers Kathleen did at the very end to punctuate it all.
Corona. Bethany, what did you learn this week?
So I've actually shared this before, but I think it bears repeating because a lot of people are working from home and their animals want attention.
Yes.
If your cat and maybe your dog really wants you to play with them, this is the best way. It works like a charm for me. Tie a shoelace around your wrist or your ankle and go about your life. Your cat and probably your dog will be chasing after that thing like nobody's business. They will have so much fun. And then you can still get all your stuff done. So
hell yeah.
That's what I've been doing this week. What about you, Kathleen? What'd you learn this week?
I learned this week. It's actually crazy interesting. And I'm not really well versed in the principles of mathematics and physics. But Sir Isaac Newton, there was a pandemic in London in the year 1665. So a really, really long ass time ago.
Yeah, like earlier than the 70s.
Yes.
Which feels like a long time ago, you know?
So Sir Isaac Newton was practicing social distancing. He was at home.
Yes.
Hanging out in his apartment. And he made some of the most important discoveries in mathematics and physics while he was, you know, like in quarantine. So
that's incredible.
I read online that he maybe invented calculus when he was at home during the pandemic. And he's famous for that gravity thing, right? Where the apple fell from the tree, the laws of something, something. He probably also discovered that. The three properties of motion or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Discovered this while he was social distancing during a pandemic. So there is no limit to all of the amazing things that are going to come out of coronavirus.
That's such a good reminder. Yeah,
do some reading on Sir Isaac Newton. He might inspire you.
I love it. Speaking of just like exciting and discovering new things, how's that for a segue?
Hell yeah.
We have to introduce a new member of the Acquired Taste family.
Yes, we do.
She is sitting and listening to us say this right now because she is our new editor. Her name is Charlotte Gartenberg.
Yes.
And Charlotte, as you edit this, feel free to add a flourish of some sound effect if you would like to your name. Charlotte is an incredible woman. She's incredibly learned and
she's way kind. Way smarter than we are. Charlotte has her PhD.
She has a PhD. She's fantastic. She doesn't sit with us. She edits after the fact, but we are such fans of her and we're so grateful that she's come on and joined our team. So you can find Charlotte online and you can find her readings at the following locations.
At litfuck.com. Listen, she's a brilliant blogger. Everybody should read her blog, litfuck.com. It was one of the main reasons why we hired her, because I went to her blog and I was like, she's brilliant. We need her on our team.
She is the example of why a cover letter is important. We hired her because of her cover letter and then were pleased to find out she could edit. Yeah. her cover letter was just... She clearly had done her research into our show. She clearly was intelligent and confident in her skills. Also just used language in such an uplifting, exciting way.
Yeah.
Like we want to be the podcast that she saw in us. Yes. In her cover
letter. Yes, exactly. Like she made us want to be better people. Her Twitter handle is Chargar, Chargar. And we're going to start tagging her and stuff and like getting her in on the taste bud conversation.
Totally.
And if you want to follow her on Instagram, her name is @lit_fuck. LIT_FUCK. Her material is really, she's probably will have her own podcast one day. She'll be super famous. And then Bethany and I will be editing.
Yes. Like when New Kids on the Block and Tiffany went on tour and the New Kids on the Block were opening for Tiffany. And then halfway through the tour, New Kids blew up and Tiffany had to open for them.
Speaking of which, we launched our new website, AcquiredTastePodcast.com. It's not perfect, but you know what? You can't wait for everything to be perfect before you launch it. And that means that Bethany and I have a blog now. So this week we're going to be sharing our favorite movies, books, and TV shows to watch while you are stuck home under quarantine.
And I'm maybe working on a new little project I'm trying to kind of make happen. And okay. I need your help, people listening. If there is a child in your life, preferably a younger one, can you have them draw a picture of a person's face and then send it to me? They can draw it with markers, crayons, colored pencils, but just have them like draw a picture the way kids draw awful little pictures and send it to me. You can send it to anacquiredtastepodcast@gmail.com and just put like kid drawing in the subject. I may use it for something. And I may not, but I may use it for something.
I can tell you don't have kids because you just called the things that kids draw awful little pictures.
Oh, you know they're awful. You know your kid is an awful artist.
My
like, don't
kid is
lie.
An artist.
Crappy little drawing that your kid does, send it to me.
You know what? Honest to goodness, sometimes I walk into a museum where there's like, I don't know.
A modern art.
And I'm like, did a kid do this or was this like a real famous artist? Because come on.
Sometimes it was like an elephant, wasn't it? Didn't they do that once where it was an elephant?
Or a monkey painted and a speeder. Yeah. Whatever. Not going to museums anytime soon. Don't matter.
Nope. Kathleen, where can people find you?
@WebGirlKathleen on everything. How about you, Bethany?
I'm Ms. Bethany Watson on Instagram. I am Radio Bethany on Twitter. You can also find our podcast on Twitter @AcquiredPodcast.
On Instagram, Acquired Taste Podcast.
On Facebook, just search Acquired Taste Podcast and also look up the Acquired Taste Podcast fan group. They are an amazing group of people.
If you want to send us some snail mail, you can do so at an Acquired Taste Podcast, P.O. Box 1717, Hoboken, New Jersey 07030.
You can also call us and leave us a voicemail. You can do that by calling our voicemail number, which I know by heart and am in no way looking up right now.
Nope, I can see you.
Vamping.
You're looking on your phone to find our phone number.
I just went into my memory palace and I pulled out the phone number and here it is. 917-994-0353.
You can also send us an email, anacquiredtastepodcast@gmail.com. On our website, you can get in touch with us there. Sign up for our newsletter for all the breaking latest news of Acquired Taste Podcast.
We have a newsletter?
We have a newsletter that we haven't sent out in probably about a year.
We have so much news to share.
But in case we decide to send it out again, sign up for our newsletter. You can do that on our website, acquiredtastepodcast.com.
A couple more things. I'm really sorry. I know this is plug heavy. This is a personal request. So my sister, her name is Nicole Kronzer. She wrote a book. It's her debut novel. It is being released at the beginning of April. And because of coronavirus, all of her promotional appearances are being canceled. Oh. And so it's a bummer. And, you know, we understand it's for the greater good, of course. But it would really, really help if people would pre-order her book. It's so good. It's called Unscripted.
Yeah.
You can go to NicoleKronzer.com. That's NicoleKronzer.com and pre-order Unscripted. We just want to get the word out because, all you know, she's really not getting to do as much of the publicity as she would normally get to.
I think you can pre-order her book on Amazon too, correct? Right?
You probably can. And your independent bookstores, just ask them to order it. You know, Barnes & Noble, ask them to order it. Your library requests that they order it. We just want to get the word out because it is such a good book. It's a YA novel, but it's definitely for adults as well. And I'll say this, as a girl, reading a book like this when I was like a preteen or a teenager would have changed my life for the better. So if you have a child in your life of any gender, I think it's a really important read. It's funny, but it's also serious. It talks a lot about like relationships, gaslighting. It's also about comedy. It's about improv. It's about camp. So like, who doesn't love camp?
Amazing.
Yes.
We also owe a thank you to Tastebud Paige. She's the owner of a business called doTERRA Wellness, and she sent us over a bunch of bath products that were amazing. So thank you, Paige.
So thank you. Thank you.
This
is your weekly reminder to take a deep breath.
Can you do that? Can you just do that one more time?
Hell fucking yeah, I can.
Yeah, like a follow-up breath.
Okay. This is your second weekly reminder to take a deep breath.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And make sure to hop over to Charlotte's socials. Tell her welcome. Mm-hmm. And Taste Buds, this is what you had to say this week.
Bethany and Kathleen, I'm calling you from work right now. And I just wanted to share, I noticed on Instagram that our friend Brittany Spears is on a posting spree. You'll see that she's posed with her boyfriend. Apparently, she's wearing her grandmother's bathing suit in these photos. Really wishing her well, and I'm hoping all is okay in her life.
Hi, Bethany and Kathleen. This is Ivan calling from Brooklyn, New York. That's right. I'm Charlotte's husband. So I'm sitting in one room. She's in the other room working on the latest show as we speak. And I have to say, with all of this self-quarantine that's going on, with all of Charlotte's past several months anxiety finding work, finding meaningful work for herself, I'm sensing a transformation. About every 5 minutes from the other bedroom, I hear this like maniacal cackle escape from past the door. And the only time ever I hear her cackling like that is when she's watching crappy TV. And it's really, really, really nice and heartwarming to hear her do that on something other than crap TV. So I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for giving her a first chance on your wonderful podcast.
Hi, Kathleen and Bethany. My name is Cassie, and I live in Wichita, Kansas. And tomorrow, I am going to meet my first ever taste bud. Both of us couldn't believe we found somebody that lives in Kansas, let alone we found out we're about 10 minutes away from each other. So, yeah, we are having lunch for the first time, and we're so excited that we finally get to be part of the Taste Bud meetup.
Hi, Bethany and Kathleen. This is Lisa calling from South Jersey. I just had a weird shower thought. I think a couple episodes ago, you discussed if you washed your legs in the shower, and I think ever since that episode, I've continuously made it a point to wash my legs, wash in between my toes, underneath my feet, and get all those dirty cuts off from the day. Well, I hope you're washing your legs tonight. Goodbye, ladies, and thank you.
Hey, ladies, it's Angela from Connecticut. I just wanted to call me a voicemail and thank you for creating such an incredible Taste Bud community. I posted in the fan group last night about just being really bummed and angry on how so many people are giving me crap for going on vacation with the coronavirus. And oh my God, did the Taste Buds just jump right in with so much love and support and amazingness. And I am so grateful for them and for you ladies, and just so happy to be a part of such an incredible community. Love you, ladies. Bye.
Hi, Taste Buds. Taste Bud Michelle here. Just sitting in my car. Just finished voting in the primary. Yeah, hopefully everyone else did today too. Of course, it's Tuesday. Very important to do. Every time I vote, I kind of get like, I don't know, like this weird feeling, and I don't know how to describe it, but like maybe it's a sense of pride or like gratefulness or like thankfulness or something, just that I have the right to vote. Today's a good day. Now I'm going to go get a massage. Have a good one.
Good afternoon. If you're debating on donating blood, just remember that afterwards there's snacks. And sometimes there's like cupcakes. They're delicious.
Hey, Kathleen and Bethany. This is Robin from Tom's River. First time caller, long time listener. Little few episodes behind, but I just finished reading the Mommy Blogger episode. And Bethany was talking about bringing back the term horse's ass. And I just want to thank you because it brought back some very fond memories of my grandmother, who used to call my grandfather a ha-ha when he was being a horse's ass. So thank you for those wonderful memories. Have a great day. Bye.